in the chamber with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, still in John 20, Jesus stood and said, all hail. And they were afraid. And there was a fellow in there, one of his disciples, apostles named Thomas, and he told him, he said, I don't believe what them women said. I don't believe them women. He says, I wouldn't believe unless I could see them prints in his hands and thrust my hand in his side and feel the scar that's left from that sword that went into his side. And about that time, he hadn't got through talking it very good, and Jesus appeared. And he looked at it, Thomas, said, Thomas, says, come thrust your hand in my side and look at the prints of the nails in my hands and be not faithless. And he felt, and he said, my Lord and my God. Praise God. He was the first one to touch him. And over in 1 John 1, John the great apostle writes, said, we've handled the Prince of Life, the Word of God. We've handled it. They all got to touch him. Praise God. I tell you, those fellows write to us about the story of the crucifixion, his resurrection, his ascension back to heaven as our high priest. And it's all through the blood of Jesus that we have access to God through him as our high priest. He wouldn't be a high priest if he hadn't given his blood. He had to die or he would have never made it back to heaven and be at the right hand of the Father. That was his only way back. If he hadn't willingly laid down his life and given his blood as an atonement for your soul and mine, he would not have made it back to heaven and stayed at the right hand of God. He'd still be in the grave. My, that tells us something. And Jesus said, if I've given my life for you, then you ought to lay down your lives for the brethren. Look what I did for you. I tell you, it's hard sometimes for us to remember just what Jesus did for you and I. Now continuing in the 9th chapter of the book of Hebrews, verse 24. He continues. He said, Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, like the temple in Jerusalem and the tabernacle. He's gone to a better place, but into heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God for us. How about that? Jesus, he didn't go into a place that was made with hands, which are the figures. The tabernacle was the figure of what's in heaven. But that's not where he is. But he's in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. In other words, God's saying here, he's not going to die but one time. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And I tell you, Jesus Christ is in the high place that he himself won through his own sacrifice, his own suffering. But he did it vicariously for you and I, that one day, as he said in Revelation 3:21, he that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, as I have overcome and am set down with my Father in his throne. We must give our lives to Jesus and for Jesus, for the brethren's sake, for the elect of God. There is a price for us to pay to receive the glory that he himself wants to share with us. We must suffer for him. For if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. You're not going to make it unless there's some suffering on your part and mine. All right, going on to Hebrews 10, as Paul continues this great masterpiece of telling us exactly what the law did and what grace has accomplished that was so superior to the law. The blood of bulls and of goats is not efficacious any longer. It's the blood of Christ. Hebrews 10, beginning in verse 10, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ once for all, his body. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering hath he perfected forever them that are sanctified. Praise God, one offering he made to sanctify us with a perfection that will last eternally. And then in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, continuing, verses 12 and 13, the scripture continues. All right? Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And I tell you, this book of Hebrews is something else, as Paul the Apostle, with a great revelation and inspiration of the Holy Ghost, shows us here how redemption through the blood of Christ was foreshadowed through the blood of the bulls and the goats of the old covenant. Now back to Hebrews 9, just for a few moments here. In completion here, the revelation as Paul gave it in the book of Hebrews. In Hebrews 9, verse 22, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And I want to show you something else here in passing. In verse 3 of chapter 10, but in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. God only just overlooked them. It kind of hid them for 1 year from the piercing eyes of God. It vicariously became a substitute for a man, a woman, or a penitent sinner for 1 year. But at the end of that year, you better show up on the first day of that next year with your sacrifice. And that sacrifice must be without spot or blemish. It must conform to the teachings of the law of Moses for God to accept it. And it must be accepted with a broken spirit and with a contrite heart, or God did not receive you. Psalm 51, 17, the psalmist David said, really it wasn't the bull or the goat or the lamb. But he said the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. If that worshiper who came to offer the sacrifice for his sins at the beginning of the new year, that day of Passover, if he didn't come with that broken spirit, that contrite heart, that blood did not count for the sins that he would commit that year, and he was out from under the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ that he should look to by faith, and he was lost as far as God was concerned because he did not look with faith at the blood of Christ, that Redeemer, their Messiah who would come and pay a debt that he did not owe. Praise God. And they couldn't pay the debt that they did owe. And they had to look with faith. That little lamb and that blood meant there was coming a Messiah that would pay the debt in full. And if they didn't look to it with faith, with a broken spirit and a contrite heart, then the covering of their sins was not possible. And so it is under grace. Too many people today, they frustrate the grace of Christ. For the Bible tells us plainly in 1 John 1 and 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have confidence one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. But we must walk in the light, or the blood of Christ does not cover our sins. We must walk in the light of God's word. Stepping in the light. Praise God, if that blood is going to be efficacious for our sins. Again, to make it efficacious, 1 Peter 1 and 7, or 1 and 2 rather, says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God, we're called and chosen and separated and put into the body of Christ through the shed blood of Jesus Christ if we accept it with obedience, with an obedient mind, with a submissive will that is broken to the will of Jesus Christ. And the scripture confirms it very readily in For instance, Ephesians 1 and 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Then again in Colossians 1, 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Well, that's wonderful. But we got to look and see what Jesus Christ himself said about this great work of Calvary in its fulfillment and completion, and what it means to you and I from the lips of Jesus Christ. Let's check it out in the 26th chapter of Matthew. Matthew, the 26th chapter, beginning in verse 26. As they were eating, this is the night of his betrayal, the Last Supper, or the Passover Supper. Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink you all of it." Now this was something Jesus said, and it's mentioned in Luke, the 22nd chapter. And I like those words. These are synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But there's variations in the revelation that one received from the Lord and the other. And it's not in the difference, it's not in the similarities that is so meaningful. I think the meaningful part is in the differences, that one received a revelation, the other did not. Or the Holy Ghost brought to one's remembrance something the other didn't receive. That's fine. Praise God. No hang up there. No problem. But listen to this. In Luke, the 22nd chapter, he said, "With desire have I desired to eat this Last Supper with you." With desire, I have desired it. Man, it was a burning element in his very nature. And boy, this is the thing I'm driving to, I'm looking forward to. The last, you might say, the last act of Jesus Christ in teaching, admonishing, and having fellowship with his disciples before his crucifixion was that Last Supper in which he would institute the Passover. And that's where the Passover